Good evening, everybody. Can you hear me okay? All right. First time I've really done it with the mask on. I guess we're going to try it and see how it goes. If you can't hear me, let me know and I'll speak louder or yell or whatever. I want to welcome everybody to the Paradise Town Advisory Board meeting for July 14th. A couple things to note before we get on with the actual opening of the meeting. Social distancing will be practiced during this meeting. You'll be asked to keep appropriate spacing of 6 feet away from other meeting attendees. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order, and the board may combine two or more items for consideration. The board may remove an item for the agenda or delay discussion related to that item at any time. No action may be taken on a matter not listed on the proposed agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded either to the Board of County Commissioners, Zoning Commission, or to the Clark County Planning Commission for final action. Great opportunity for everybody to turn off your devices, so please check them, put them on airplane mode or something. All right, thank you. Please take all private conversations outside the room. It's very disruptive in here. And wanted to note for the record that we have all of our members here in attendance, Maureen, for tonight's meeting. And if you'd ask, if you'd please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have tonight with us our county representatives. I know we have Blanca here with us. She's our county liaison. We have Al. Do we have anybody else in the room from the county hiding? And we have Maureen Helm, who is our secretary. All right, I think I've got all of that handled. Number two, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within our jurisdiction but not on the agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the microphone that Maureen has over here, and she's going to wipe it down. I just want to let everybody know. She's give her a sec between people because she's got to clean it up for y'all. Be a little patient with that. Anyway, grab the microphone and clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or by the board by majority vote. Do we have anybody that wishes to speak under public comments? Alrighty then, seeing no one, I'll close that item and turn it over to number three, approval of the minutes for June 30th.
Mr. Chair, I make a motion to approve the minutes of June 30th, 2020 with no additional action.
Thank you, John. We've got a motion for approval of the minutes of our last meeting with no changes or deletions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Item number four, approval of the agenda for tonight, for July 14th.
Chair, I make a motion to approve the agenda for tonight, July 14th, 2020.
Thank you, John.
Other novels combining the resolutions as well.
Excellent. Thank you, John. We've got a motion on the floor for approval of our agenda for tonight with no changes, holds, or deletions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right, the fun part of the meeting, item number five, informational items for upcoming neighborhood meetings, etc. Blanca did give me one thing. It is for our virtual job fair. It's actually for employers hiring in the Henderson area. I've got a number of these, and it's really, they're looking for employers to come and help out and join the overall process. So if you are one or know of one or work for one, please think about it. I've got plenty of untouched paper up here for you to take with you, and Blanca can give you more information if you want. And there you go. It's from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., August 7th, 2020. All righty? This one is touched. I'll move it off the deck. The others are not touched. Thank you, Bart. Very pandemic aware. Awesome. All right. So, do we have any other announcements or anything for the good of the order, Blanca? All right. That will end item number four. And that'll move us to item number five. That'll move us to item six, planning and zoning. Item number one, UC 20-0242-2640, East Tropicana LLC, use permit for a gasoline station within 200 feet of a residential use. Waiver of development standards of the following: one, modified street standards; two, eliminate cross access; and three, reduce parking lot landscaping. A design review for gasoline station and convenience store on 1 acre in a C2 general commercial zone, excuse me, generally located on the northeast corner of Tropicana Avenue and Topaz Street within Paradise. Hi.
Hi, Sheldon Coleman, 25A St. Rose Parkway, representing that one.
Welcome, Sheldon.
The project in front of you is for a new proposed 4300 C store. And currently there's a building that sits very close to Tropicana on the site that will be removed. And this building will be more towards the back of the project with the gas canopy in the front. Introducing a lot more development than there is right now, because it's just old codes and old building. The one thing that the planner had pointed out was we're eliminating one of the waivers, cross access. And technically, there isn't a cross access by plan, it's just by people continually riding over the back of the parking lot. So, other than that, I believe the landscaping waiver was because we have multiple, more than eight spots in the front, and some different side setbacks that we're requiring right here. And it's a typical 7-Eleven that you've seen around town. I do have other elevations if you would like to see those. I wish I could tell you it's a very complicated project, but it isn't. And if you have any questions, I'm here to offer.
Okay, I'm smiling if you can't see it. I'm glad it's not that complicated. All right, anything else you want to add?
No, I think that's it. All right,
thank you, Sheldon. So this is a public hearing, and if there's anyone that wants to speak on this particular item, please step forward, and we'll do the transfer of microphone thing. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board for discussion.
Question. Where is the cross access that you're running?
Currently, it's back in this corner. There's a trash enclosure there, and you can see, it looks like on Google that's just where people drill through, because there's an existing entry over here, so they just need that, their own cross access. But if you go back in time, you can see that it's actually parking spots.
Excellent. Thank you, John. We've got a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff.
Does that include the denial, or are we going to allow him to
waiver? That's a cross access.
So the staff recommendations, let me go ahead and read it. Approval of use permit, waivers of development standards 1, 3A, 3B, and the design review. Denial of waiver of development standard number 2. That's as it was written. My assumption is that's what John was alluding to for making his motion for. He's open to discussion on the cross.
Okay, because I don't think it's an issue in this case. If it was affecting the drivability or the ability to get to the signal for the other property, I could see it being a problem, but I don't think this is a problem we need to
setback from the property line to the line.
So
the setback would be quite a bit.
The building is, the canopy is 30, 40 feet, 50 feet from the street.
So we can go with the if approved.
I don't have a problem with it. My tickle pink, but no more tire tracks. Right.
So John said.
So what do you have approved condition?
All right, so he amended the motion to be for approval subject to the if approved conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations. Sheldon, you'll be going to the Planning Commission on the 4th.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number 2. VS 20-0250. Vandry Properties LLC, vacate and abandon easements of interest to Clark County located between Tico Avenue and Unset Road. What? And Unset Road in between Cameron Street and Decatur Boulevard within Paradise. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Shinton. Address is 4310 Cameron Street. Here on behalf of the applicant, this is pretty simple. We already have these plans going through permit processing within Public Works, building department, everything. And as comments came from Public Works, they did ask that we vacate this patent easement that's currently on the property. It's just no longer necessary with the proposed development that's going to come. So we're just needing to vacate the easement and move forward with getting our permits. So I think staff recommended approval and we appreciate that, so I'm open to any questions.
All right, thank you. This is a public hearing, so if there's anybody here that wants to speak on the item, please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
Mr. Chair, there are no comments on this issue. I'd like the motion before to approve subject to staff conditions.
Thank you, Ray. We've got a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Thank you.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. And you will be going to the Planning Commission on the 4th. Item number 3, VS 20-0255, Harsh Investment Properties LLC. Vacate and abandon a portion of right-of-way being Sunset Road between, located between Pecos Road and Pine Street within Paradise. Hi.
Good evening.
Name and address for the record, please.
My name is Jeffrey Armstrong, A-R-M-S-E-R-O-N-G, 2727 South Greenville. Here representing the applicant, Harsh Properties. The first item is the vacation. We are proposing to vacate approximately 5 feet by 110 feet of a bus turnout lane that was originally proposed there, but later the RTC determined that it did no longer need it. The second item is on Pine Street. Originally, the county requested us to dedicate up to 60 feet. Improvements were completed along Sunset and the northern portion of Pine Street, and they later determined that trying to get an additional 5 feet was not possible along this side of the property and also this side of the property. So staff is supporting our request and respectfully request your need to answer any questions you might have.
All right, thank you. All right, this is a public hearing, so if there's anybody in the audience that wants to speak on the matter, please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
Mr. Chair, I'm going to abstain on this item. I received a Carbondale for this item and also item number 4. So I'll abstain from both of these.
I'm writing it down, thinking that that's going to make me remember, but it probably won't. Okay, thanks, Bart. So noted for the record.
Is there anything from the RTC that shows that they don't need it? Other than you just saying they don't need it?
Well, the county agreed ones who requested that we vacate that portion of the property.
Okay, because they, you know, part of the conditions is NDOT's approval, and living in that area, from Pecos to Mountain Vista, they have converted the whole road to a huge bus lane, so it just seems odd that you cross through the intersection and, oh, we don't need a bus turnout anymore when we congested so much on that other section. So that's my concern about changing the conditions at this time.
Well, if you...
I have a... Also, so, Susan, just to follow up on that, I have a huge problem in getting rid of dedicated right-of-way for that was set up for bus turnouts because you know as well as I do the changeable nature of commercial and apartments in our community. And once you give it back, get rid of it, it is no longer going to be very easy at all to put that in. And for a walkable, sustainable community, I have a real problem in relinquishing, vacating property right of way for established bus turnouts. Just because of my planning background tells me that's not a great idea.
I agree, it seems to counter what everything they did on this rest of the street for bus access. Al, do you know anything about who at the county said give it up?
The recommendation would come out of Public Works, and we in planning really have nothing to do with it. If it's within the right of way, it's outside of our area of expertise.
Okay.
The recommendation was by Eric Inman. It should also be noted that all the improvements around Sunset have been completed. Curb and sidewalk is actually in over here, so turnout.
But that was the plan, and it was done at the time. We were here, this board was all here when the original condition was put on, and those improvements were already there.
Correct.
But it was okay, if you want to make a change, this is our opportunity to get the bus turnout, and that's why we put it on there. So now you come along, you're going to make another change. I don't see why we should give up the bus turnout, the right to have it there. They may never put it there, but we shouldn't give up our rights if it's needed, especially on that close to an intersection. You're going to put a multi-business complex there that many of the workers could take the bus, and there's a good justification to keep it there.
And I totally agree. So.
Anybody else?
Guys? Nothing?
Okay, I would make a motion to deny the application.
All right, we've got a motion on the floor for denial of this application. All those in favor of the denial?
Aye. Aye.
All those against the denial? None, so it was unanimous. All right. I can't hear with this either. All right, so we're going to go ahead and recommend denial on that one. All right. And you'll be going, we're not the final authority, of course, you'll be going to the Planning Commission on the 4th.
Understood.
Okay?
Yeah. I have the next item.
Oh, here I am. Waiting on me. I'm going like that. All right, there you are. Okay. You being antisocial, I'm sorry. Okay, number 4, WC 20400059, ZC 190945, Harsh Investment Properties, LLC. Waiver of conditions for a zone change requiring right-of-way dedication to include 5 feet for Pine Street and the associated spandrel in conjunction with an approved warehouse complex on 14.7 acres in an MD design manufacturing AE65 and AE70 zone, generally located on the northeast corner of Sunset Road and Pine Street within Paradise. Jeffrey, take it away.
Jeffrey Armstrong, Dam, 2727 South Greenfield. As I stated before, we have 50-foot public right-of-way. The county was requiring an additional 5 feet along Pine Street. The improvements appear on Post and Pine will complete it, the improvements down here, including all the improvements on Sunset, will complete it. So there's no way they can get an additional 5 feet from this property. Properties to the west, on the south have been developed, and here on the north have been developed. So they determined that they could not get an additional 5 feet on the west side. So that's why they asked us to review the conditions so we can keep it at 50.
All right. So this is a public hearing. If there's anybody in the audience that wants to speak on this item, please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board. Just for the record, I wanted to point out that staff's recommending for approval of the relinquishment of the right-of-way because, in their words, the street ends in a knuckle.
Right.
So bottom line is, it's sort of a dead end. Just to clarify. Any other thoughts or comments? All right, if nobody has any objection, I'll go ahead and make a motion for approval of this particular item, subject to staff's conditions. All right, we've got a motion on the floor for approval, subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. And Maureen, just for the record, noting again that Bart abstained on both items.
Right, I got it. Thank you.
I'm impressed I remember.
Thank you.
All right, item two. Thank you. DR 20-0262, County of Clark, LV Convention Authority. Design review for entrance structures and an underground people mover system in conjunction with a convention facility exposition hall and resort hotel, The Wind, on a portion of 249.7 acres in a PF public facility zone and an H1 limited resort apartment zone, generally located on the east and west sides of Paradise Road and the north and south sides of Desert Inn Road within Winchester and Paris. Hi.
Hi, I'm Tyler Durbin with the Mooring Company. First, I want to say we're really excited to be back here. It's been about a year since we came and presented on our Las Vegas Convention Center project. Happy to report that project is proceeding successfully. We are on time, and we should be finished before the end of the year. So we appreciate your support on that project immensely. Just a quick background on the Mooring Company. We were founded by Elon Musk, the founder of SpaceX and Tesla, to solve the problem of traffic and congestion by building underground transportation systems. That sort of begs the question, why underground systems? We think tunnels are great for a number of reasons, but really the main one here being that while we're constructing our system, there's no surface disturbance. And so while we build our tunnels, we are not disrupting communities, nor are we altering existing transportation routes. And that's sort of exemplified in our Las Vegas Convention Center project, where we were tunneling under the convention center during CES with 180,000 people on site, and no one knew we were there. So I digress. Tunnels are great. So for this project, the Encore connector to the Las Vegas Convention Center, the Encore does a significant amount of convention bookings, a significant amount of convention business. And so what we think the real usefulness of this system is to provide direct access between the Encore and the Las Vegas Convention Center via underground vehicles. So to not add to the congestion on the surface, or to alleviate surface congestion. As for the system itself, the system begins here in the Las Vegas Convention Center's Silver Lock, and runs predominantly under private property, with two public road crossings on Paradise and Desert Inn, but again, predominantly under private property, and terminates at the Encore's main port of the share. Two important items to note. One is that all surface disturbance and surface construction will take place right here in this small green rectangle on the Las Vegas Convention Center property. Again, that is the site of the surface disturbance. The project is fully funded. It's fully privately funded as well. In total, the project is 0.6 miles long and consists of one tunnel. So with that, I'll show a render. So this is a render of the station at the Encore. As I mentioned previously, it's right in front of the Encore main port chair. The way that the system functions is very similar to our Las Vegas Convention Center project, except the main difference being that this system has one tunnel, whereas at the Convention Center there are two. So vehicles coming out through this ramp drive around the parking area here, passenger forward in the station under the portico chair, and vehicles are on back through the system, and are once they go back in, they are at the Las Vegas Convention Center in under 2 minutes. So like I said at the start, we're really excited to build a system. We think we can build a really useful system here and alleviating surface congestion and providing easy transportation that hopefully is great transportation to passengers coming from the onboard to Las Vegas Convention Center.
Excellent.
With that, I'll open up questions.
Okay. Thank you very much, Tyler. All right, this is a public hearing. So if there's anybody in the audience that wants to speak on this matter, please step forward. Seeing no one, I'll close it to the public and turn it over to our board.
So it's all funded, it's not by the convention center, but separate funding?
Correct, it's all private funded.
Is this something that you see protein other hotels on down the strip? We would be able to connect at some point?
So this system is compatible to connect with stations along, like at other hotels. We are certainly excited. We think we can provide a useful transportation system along this corridor. But yes, we're there. As for this system, we're focusing specifically on the Encore.
I just have a clarification for the record on Clark County's preliminary conditions from Public Works that were revised for item number 5. On bullet point number 5 and 6, it looks like the wording, because they put shall in there, conflicts with each of the bullet points. So number 5 and 6 don't look like they're worded quite right, and I would make a note. I understand where they're going with it. They want you to buy the subsurface land, and if not, get a revocable agreement. All right? But they wrote it, you got to buy the land, and you have to have the agreement, but you don't need the agreement if you buy the land. It's a little messed up legally. So I just would bring that to the attention of Public Works. That needs to probably be clarified, but I don't want to do it here from the podium. I understand the intent, and I think the intent is probably well-intentioned by code and law.
And again, what document was that? That just for clarification?
This would be, we got this today or yesterday from Public Works. Oh, did it? Okay. So it's a revised conditions. Thank you. Yeah, 7/8/20. So you probably got it somewhere in the office, I hope. But anyway, basically get an agreement or buy it. Any other comments or thoughts?
I'd make a motion to approve subject to staff condition.
All right, thank you, Susan. We've got a motion on the floor for approval subject to staff conditions. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Congratulations, Tyler. That will be going to the BCC on the 5th. All right, you're welcome. Thank you. All right, item that concludes our zoning agenda, and we will now move to our general business. Blanca, do we have any general business? Sweet, we don't have any general business. Item number 8, comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's mic. Clearly state your name and address and spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chair or the board by majority vote. Does anybody want to make a comment? To our group? You guys? No? All right. Seeing none, I'll close that comment period and note that our next meeting is July 28th. And we are ready to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We've got a motion on the floor to adjourn by Mr. Williams. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you all. Be safe and have a great day.